Precipitation across the Midwest over this coming weekend is not likely to be all that great, and there will be an opportunity for some drying to occur across the region, but the temperatures will stay cool enough to restrict that process. We do need to see warmer weather occur across the region and a continuation of limited precipitation to firm the soil and raise soil temperatures so that we can get out and work the fields. Unfortunately, there's at least one more round of significant cooling coming up for the Midwest. This will likely take place as we get into the early part of next week. Until then, though, it will be a little bit warmer this weekend. We expect to see temperatures rise from today's chilly 40 and 50 degree readings to temperatures that will likely be in the 50s and 60s across many southern portions of the Midwest as we move forward into the Saturday-Sunday time period, especially on Sunday. We'll look for the warm-up, though, to be abbreviated by a cold front that will cut through the region as we move forward through the early part of next week. Already on Sunday, colder air will be present across the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, pushing downward across a larger portion of the western Corn Belt. On Monday afternoon, the high temperatures will be limited to the 30s and 40s again across a big part of the Midwest. And once again, we may see a new risk of frost and freezes in some of the southwest plains and a portion of the northern Delta. The coldest weather will likely occur as we go from Monday into Tuesday of next week. Monday morning, low temperatures in the southwestern U.S. plains will possibly be in the teens and 20s, but there should be some snow that will fall across a part of that region ahead of the coldest temperatures to help protect some of the winter wheat crop from additional damage. For the northern Delta, the coldest weather will likely occur as we move forward into the day on Tuesday, and Tuesday morning's lows may get down into the upper 20s and lower 30s again across a part of that region. That may not be enough to cause any permanent crop damage, but certainly some damage to the vegetative development will be possible. After we get through this cold surge during the early part of next week, we should start a more consistent period of warming that will likely raise soil temperatures a little better as we finish out the week next week and go into the following weekend. But there will be a possibility of a larger storm system coming in shortly after that that will bring a lot greater amount of precipitation across the Midwest. Well, getting back here to the near-term forecast, it looks as though precipitation this weekend will be restricted, but we will see a disorganized frontal boundary bring some precipitation across the western Corn Belt as we move from Friday night into Sunday. And that precipitation will become a little better organized as it moves through the eastern Midwest as we move from Saturday into Sunday. Eventually, we'll likely see a fairly large portion of the eastern Midwest picking up on a tenth to around 5/10 of an inch of moisture, with some local totals maybe as high as 3/4 of an inch. The cold surge that I mentioned before will come through shortly after that, Sunday into Monday. It will come with some light snow and snow flurry activity across a fair amount of the Midwest. Most of the accumulative snow should occur in the High Plains region from Wyoming down into Colorado and maybe a part of the Texas Panhandle, and that's one of the reasons why there may be some protection to the winter wheat crop there against the colder weather that will occur early in the week. In the meantime, though, moisture content in this frontal boundary as it comes through the Midwest will only vary upwards to a couple tenths of an inch. That's why I said at the beginning of the broadcast that precipitation across the region will probably be somewhat lighter than normal for this time of the year, but it's the cool weather that will likely restrict the amount of drying that we occur across the region. The next bigger storm system will actually develop in the plains at the end of next week or in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and that could start a period of greater precipitation for the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.